Hey everybody, Shane Pressley here, Rock Paper Podcast. I am super excited to welcome Freddie D'Angelo Studios to the show. They are now a proud sponsor, and if you don't know Freddie D'Angelo Studios, they are a full-service media production company based out of St. Louis and serving clients worldwide. Where if you can dream it, they can create it. Check out FDS all over your social media. You can get involved with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check out freddiedangelo.com for all your video and photo needs. If you haven't met Freddie yet, you've probably seen him around shows or seen some of his work online. He's just been doing some amazing things with his camera. So get involved. Check it all out. Again, freddiedangelo.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
What up, y'all? It's ATG. Y'all know I ain't shit. And y'all listen to the Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
We can't break through the safety, 'cause my mistakes are with maybe and you.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome back to the show.
Hey.
Discrepancies.
Yeah.
What up?
Hold up.
My name's Steve.
Hold up. We them boys.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Good to see you again.
Who sings that song? Machine Gun Kelly?
No.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know who sings it.
We them boys.
Think it's
I think it's Pearl Jam. That is Machine Gun Kelly.
That's Elton John, bro.
Hold on, We Them Boys?
Yeah.
That's a Wiz Khalifa song.
Oh, it is Wiz Khalifa. That's definitely Kelly Clarkson.
That's it. Kelly Clarkson!
What?
40-year-old virgin when he's getting his chest waxed.
Kelly
Clarkson!
Oh, man.
I thought you said Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Katy Perry wasn't a thing when that movie came out.
It definitely says Kelly Clarkson.
Damn.
But yeah, man, I realized on the way over here that it's already been quite a while since we last hung out on this show, but I did just see you guys a week ago? Whatever that was?
About a week ago.
Yeah.
What was that? A week ago?
Wow. A little over a week ago.
It was a couple weeks, right?
No, it was a week.
Yeah.
Last Saturday.
Since the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like a lifetime.
Does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. But you guys just played...
Yeah. Are you on drugs?
You guys just played a...
doesn't answer. Whatever's in those sour bags. We've got to tell you those are edibles. I just had half the bag.
He's like, my tongue burns, but I still want more.
Rip.
Oh, man. Nice.
But
yeah.
Yeah, played off sold-out show over Pops, and that was one hell of a night, man.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
That was a lot of fun. Thanks for coming, dude.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Appreciate it. Well, I went there to see some of my friends, and you guys happened to be there, so.
Yeah, sure. I understand that.
Stuck
stuff
around.
Just works out that sometimes.
Thanks for snagging one of our new emo shirts. Too.
Yeah, man, those shirts are great. Man, made me laugh when I first saw it, and I'm proud to rock a discrepancy shirt wherever I go. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rob Wicked for helping us out with those.
Yeah,
there you go.
How much paid for that? Probably, right?
My PayPal just got $10 richer.
Yeah.
He's got $5 from the Cash App for that donation.
But yeah, man, Brook Royal, Inimical Drive, Common Jones, City of Parks, and Scrub.
And then, and that was it.
That was it.
Motherfuckers.
Oh, here we go again.
They,
Blake Boyster's pretty young.
That, Brook Royal set was a lot of fun, and then, but that, their screens, man, those LEDs looked good, man.
That was dope. Really cool.
Yeah, I don't know who was running that lights, but they all look real good, though.
Was Rob running those lights?
Rob was doing, all the movers and stuff like that. I don't know if he was doing the walls.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But look cool. Man.
Yeah, that was great.
Night. But, yeah, you guys, it'd been a while since you guys had played over there, right?
Props,
yeah.
Not since the battles, I don't think.
Right. But I think last time we spoke on the show, you guys were gearing up for the finals.
Yep.
Road to Point Fest, so... and that turned out pretty well for you guys.
Yeah.
Getting to play that big old show.
Yeah, that was dope.
Nice to get back and return to another sold out show at Pops. And shout out to everybody that was a part of that. That was like I said, great night. And seemed like a lot of people were there for you guys. Obviously, with the crowd singing along to a lot of the songs, which was super cool. A moment in particular was Not Alone. The crowd was singing along and that chorus kicks in and stuff. And
yeah,
it was a really powerful moment, man. And
That's awesome.
I had, chills in there. And it was just really a cool thing. But it was super proud for me, for me watching you guys up there doing your thing and then watching 1,600 people singing along to these songs.
Man, that is crazy.
Yeah, I think it's really rad to hear it from your perspective too, being in the audience. Because I don't know if everybody feels this way, but when we're on stage, I have the earplugs in, I can't see anything with my glasses off, so I'm really focused. I'm trying to really focus hard and be locked in.
Yeah.
And I'm usually trying to jump around too, so I'm just trying to figure out, make sure I'm actually hitting the notes I'm supposed to be playing. I miss a lot of those stuff.
All I hear is click and mechanical electronics.
Do you use a click?
I will knock you out.
that night, like, obviously we knew going in, like, everybody had hustled their asses off, so we knew it was going to be a packed house. But for me, the moment of that night when I knew it was going to be an awesome show
is like, when I walked in with 15 tickets sold.
Don't you dare. Oh my god, you're terrible, Steve. And you're so slow. Are we still waiting for this?
I don't even know what it's
for. No, for real. It was when we were doing the mic checks, and I sang just part of Raising the Bar, and the crowd finished it off before we'd even played anything yet. It was like singing it back. I was like, damn, this is going to be
Be
a cool show.
I talked to Freddie a little bit about it, Freddie D'Angelo. Little shout out there.
Yeah, man.
And he said the energy in there was nuts, was crazy. Because I was like, I told him that I'd like walk by the front, like the, what do you call those, barricades or whatever, to go grab something real quick as they were sound checking. And like some of the people up front was screaming and going crazy as I walked by. And I was like, the hell? Like,
literally, you ain't the wrong person.
Security. Like, but Freddie was like, he was like, that was the whole energy. The vibe was crazy. That night.
Yeah, man. Got a pit going and everything.
Off the bat, too. Like, as soon
the
as
the video is so sick that shit caught. Yeah. It's so sweet.
Our friend Casey was there, and you see him at the very front of the pit, and then you just see these people just go at it, and he just vanishes for 40 seconds.
Yeah, he like turns around to see who hit him, and then he just
you see weird because I've been wanting to see that. Like, I keep hearing people talk about it.
I think he's got a black shirt on.
I need to see that.
I'll watch it. I'll point it out. Yeah, man. But yeah, like I said, the whole night was great. But like I said, it was really a lot of fun watching you guys just on that crowd and that stage that night. And I imagine, did you guys make some new fans that night? Just have a bunch of.
Yeah.
New shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely.
We had two new shirts on that show that both I think did really well.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, you guys do. You have the record. Some people might have picked it up, but you guys, since we last spoke, you guys have made some moves and signed now with In Vogue Records and are re-releasing The Awakening on vinyl.
Man, you were not prepared.
Are you even here with us? What are you looking off at the looking off into the stars?
You had one job, Steve.
Jesus Christ, Steve.
Sorry, I'll get it open. I'll figure it out.
I'm gonna burp in your face.
I'll knock you out, Purple Rain.
But yeah.
Yeah, we signed with In Vogue. It was actually pretty unexpected. They approached us and offered us everything Steve could have possibly asked for, so.
I don't have only blue M&Ms in my dressing room. Or a dressing room.
Or a dressing room. True. Yeah, no, we're really excited for it. They have a lot in store for the future. We're doing the re-release with two extra songs on it, and we're just really excited about it.
I was pumped that you guys are able to do it on vinyl this time around. As a vinyl enthusiast myself, I was pretty excited about that and get a copy. And
Us too. I think, Steve, how many did you order? Like 10?
Two. That's all I could afford.
That's all I could afford. Yeah, but, no, the worst part about being signed to a label now is we have to all buy our album at full price.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So it's no more freebies. You know? Now people are like, hey, man, let me get a copy of the re-release. It's like, dude, I had to pay for it.
Yeah.
Can't hook you up.
So two new songs, you said?
Yep, nice. Two new ones. So we're going to put on there. So
very cool. And you can also head over there. You can go to discrepanciesmusic.com, and you can pre-order right now, and you can get your copy in the mail whenever the release date coming up.
What'd you think about the green on the vinyl?
I think it looks cool. That's what I think is really neat about, you know, vinyl today, like as the different effects you can do with it, all the different colors or, you know, splash patterns and all, you know, whatever different stuff, you know, like it's just a lot of fun to see. I saw, there's a group I like, Blackberry Smoke, kind of the Southern rock band. And they're, I forget the name of the record, something about wolves or whatever, but they,
they have like a super deluxe edition of the record, and it's gonna have like a wolf etched in it and stuff.
Wow.
And like,
that's sweet.
So I was like, you know, it's just kind of crazy to think like all this stuff that they can do with vinyl now. Yeah,
I think all the extra artwork they can do now, you would think would make people want to collect physical copies more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because like, for example, like Addison and I both play a lot of video games, and they sell games now that are like, for $10 extra, you get like the ultimate pack that comes with some of the extra downloads, but it also comes with like books of artwork and sure. like all the extra cool looks and features you can have, which I think that's so rad. Like to me as a consumer and as a person who puts out a product, I feel like the extra artwork is rad.
Yeah,
I think that's really
yeah.
Rad.
I think my favorite one I've seen so far is they did the original Friday the 13th soundtrack, and the record is clear. And it has blood in it.
Yeah.
Like, it, like fall
blood moves?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You remember the old Scream Mask and you could pump it and it would like fall down? It looks just like that, but it's a record.
That's rad.
And yeah, music plus like the horror thing.
Yeah, I have the really Django Unchained soundtrack on vinyl, and it's got a blood splatter all over it
really?
And stuff, and it's pretty rad.
That was a hell of a soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't Rick Ross on that?
It's a...
He is.
Yeah.
I believe you. I'm not saying it's not.
Don't laugh at me, Purple Rain.
Kill you.
But, yeah, man. So head on over there, pre-order. And all, along with the record, like I said, on vinyl, you can get the CD copy, digital only. You can get brand new shirts. What are they, like 4 or 5 shirts, right?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Nobody can see anything that's happened. Steve's deep throat in the air.
Derek's jacking off of my drumsticks.
Oh my god.
And Addison is just high on Sour Patch Kids.
Addison's so high.
It's been a long day, Dad.
You sound stoned. Like,
long day of doing a whole lot of nothing. Just down in Sour Patch adolescence.
Pedophile Steve coming out. Oh man. What were we talking about? I'm sorry.
The t-shirts, man.
Oh yeah, the new shirts. The new shirts are in. This is the first time that we ever actually haven't had a big a big part to play in the new merch. Like Invogue kind of sent us a bunch of ideas, and we were like, yeah, it was, when we looked at it, we were like, you know, this is really different from what we've done before, and we definitely were open to the idea of trying something new. You know what I mean? Like, if there's ever a time you're gonna try something like super different, we figured this would be the time to do it.
Yeah.
And because we know kind of like what does work, so let's try something different that may or may not work, and then kind of go from there. So
yeah,
people dig it.
Yeah, doing well. Yeah. I think the new hoodie looks sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. But yeah, there's like a $100 pre-order package where you get like all the shirts and
yeah.
the record yeah. and CD and like all that. So like, yeah. I mean, that's a hell of a deal. You get all of this for $100. Like,
yeah.
You
know, yeah. I remember too when we first went. Nick, who's the owner of Invogue, and he works with us a lot. He sent us the original Dropbox of what all the prices were going to be and all the artwork and everything. And he's like, you know, this is what we're getting ready to put up, blah, blah, blah. And I remember looking at it, and I'm like, who the hell is going to spend $100 on this garbage? Like, nobody's going to want this.
Like, three right off the
bat. Yeah, like on the first day. Like, yeah, like the first 3 hours, we had three pre-orders for
this,
that. I was like,
this is like a good deal. We get like 4 shirts, and the album, the hat, and
the vinyl.
Right. The vinyl, like, well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's individually, they're like $20 a piece. So you
right.
get all of them, it's like.
That's true. It's probably like a $150 deal.
We had one. Was it the husband that messaged the band page, and all his wife wanted for Valentine's Day was our ultimate bundle?
Yeah. She, for Valentine's Day, asked him to get her the ultimate bundle. I was like, that's
nice.
Insane.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No Shane Code diamonds.
Yeah.
Only this discrepancy's
yeah.
bundle.
That's between that and a diamond ring, you better give me that bundle.
Right. Yeah, man. Yeah, well, that's very cool. Like I said, I'm pumped for that. And that'll be due out on March 23rd, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll be available. I guess you guys have started putting some of the stuff back online on Spotify and all that, like re-releasing them as singles and things. And
yep. Yeah, so every time we put out, every time basically we start re-promoting one of the videos that we're dropping, we put the songs back on Spotify
yeah,
along
so
with it.
the 23rd, I guess, the everything and the two new songs.
Everything will be up.
Yeah.
So. A lot of people have been asking, too, about uploading to, or I mean, not uploading, but pre-ordering from, like, iTunes, stuff like that, and that's going to be up by the end of this month, I believe. It's supposed to be. Yeah. By, like, the beginning of March, it's supposed to be up. They're just waiting on a few more files because it all has to get cleared from Apple before they can actually do that. So it's a lot easier to do it on your own site than it is through a bunch of other people's sites. So
nice. But yeah, that, I'm excited. Like I said, I'm very excited about all that, and I'm excited to hear some new tunes, man. Been a little while.
We're working on lots of new stuff. Since those are already done too, we've already basically started working on the next full length as well. So
very cool.
Definitely getting excited about that.
Yeah. Well, and along with some new songs, some new record, and all this, you guys, what, just over the weekend filmed a new video that'll be coming out soon, hopefully?
Yep.
It's a fun one.
Yeah. Working with Freddie again?
Yeah, we felt... God, that went so late. We started at like 6... No, we started at like 8. We started at like 8 p.m. and we went till like 4 in the morning.
Oh, I hear it. We all went to a concert the night before, drank too much.
Us three drank way too much. Antonio left at like 6:30.
Like 8:30. Yeah, he was past his bedtime.
I think the doors were open, and he's like, "All right, I'm going home."
And I
left before the last band. Like, I listened to one song of the last band. I stayed there the whole time. I got there before all of y'all.
What was the name of the last band?
All of y'all were late.
What's the name of the last
band? Mice and Men.
Like, I wrote it, you're like,
the beard of knowledge has told me. Hey, we got okay, so we, us three, went to the concert, drank too much,
way too much.
This one dude bought Steve 20 shots of Jameson. Yeah,
this guy comes up to me and he's like, "Hey, you're a big boy." And I'm like, anytime it starts, the conversation starts with that line.
Steve had a diaper on.
And then he proceeded to take Steve to the bathroom.
I said that.
So he grabs me by the neck and he's like, "You got to have my back tonight." And I'm like, "Okay, what the hell am I getting into?" And he's like, "I'm ready to kill shit." And I'm like, "Awesome. I'm going to go over here." He goes, "Wait." And then turns around, orders 20 shots of Jameson. Gives this guy $150 and then just starts handing him out. And he's like, "It's a shot for you, and a shot for you." And it just hands 20 Jameson shots out.
Yeah, it was rough.
So that was the downfall of it all. Then next morning, they had to get up. Shout out to A Day to Remember. They had to get up and start filming like some playthrough videos that are going to be released later on. I had to be at job number one at 8, finished that, came home, packed up for the music video, kind of. Went back to my second job, met back up with them at 10.
But your jobs are just sitting down all day. Why are you acting like you did all this strenuous work? You go, "I don't want to hear it. Bro, we were doing the same thing here all day. It's not like we were just chilling."
I was slinging pies.
Slinging pies. Well, you
got to walk to the door.
What are you doing at the bank? "Hi, how you doing? Oh, thanks for your check. Have a nice day."
I had to be awake. That's the whole issue.
I had to be awake.
Then we filmed and didn't get done till like 4 in the morning.
That was brutal. And then we had to drive through an ice storm.
Then we had to drive through an ice storm to get back.
That was rough.
Yep.
That was rough. But you know what? It's going to look sweet.
Oh, yeah.
I almost slid down the freaking thing trying to get out of there.
Yep. Shout out to Gabe Stroop and Joe for helping us on
that. Yeah, man. Awesome, man.
We filmed that at Logic. Yeah. They have all kinds of stuff there. It's super sweet.
It's dope.
Logic sound and lighting. If you're looking
video's going to be dope.
Some sick shit.
It's really neat.
It's neat. Would you just look at it?
Would you just look at it?
And Freddie D for literally putting up with us from like 11 a.m. until 4 a.m.
We filmed 5 videos that day. We filmed 5 videos. Saturday slash Sunday. Whole weekend.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I got stuck in an ice storm. That was brutal.
Proud sponsor of Rock River Podcast now, man.
Yeah.
Very excited to have him part of this. So, and
Fred Dizzle.
He's crushing it. Yes, keep a lookout for the videos coming soon. And you can keep up with discrepancies all over social media. So, for all those videos. Yeah. But yeah, man. That, you guys do have some live dates. They can come see you. You guys are doing some couple of road dates, some regional stuff. be coming to March 2nd, Rascals Live. And was it Moline?
Yeah, Illinois.
Very excited. Quad Cities, technically?
Yeah, that bar is really cool.
Yeah, they're awesome. Last time we went there, Steve got really drunk.
And I sold a hell of a lot of CDs, didn't I?
Yeah, he did.
Garrett was so mad for 5 minutes.
Because like, you disappeared.
Because that bar is like split into two, like the music, and then there's like another bar on the other side. Well, me and Addison went to the other side, again, started drinking too much. Garrett's like, you know, we came up here to play a show, not for you to get hammered. Go sell CDs. I sold so many CDs to people who didn't even watch our set. It was a good time.
You know what? I'm going to give Steve credit where credit's due. He talked to this lady who was there for like a bachelorette party, had no interest in anything we were doing, and basically tried to get him to go away, sold her a CD, and I'm pretty sure hung out with her later.
Yeah, she's like, hey. I told her, I was like, even if you hate the CD, you can hang it on your Christmas tree like an ornament. It's shiny. It'll work. And she's like, I'll think about it. 20 minutes later, she buys a CD. And then she's like, here, add me on Facebook and let me know the next time you guys are coming back so I can actually come watch you. So not only we got a pre-sale for the next show and a sold CD.
You messaged her about the show yet?
I don't remember her name.
I don't remember her name.
I'll have to go through old messages.
Oh, my God.
Well, you did say he was drinking a lot.
That's true. Yeah, but a lot of people don't know about on the road and like, the reason sometimes it gets tense is like a lot of bands don't make a lot of money and we don't either. We're definitely one of those bands. And so like selling merch and people buying merch is like how we survive getting to and from because like you got to make a van payment and pay insurance and this and that. Yeah.
Got to keep product in Addison's hair.
No, don't show it.
No, all right, I'm sorry.
Brothers, no difference.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no. Stop.
All right, what's the next? I'm sorry.
Zentonio. Accurate.
March 3rd, you guys will be in Creve Coeur, Illinois.
I guess so.
Right off Island 141.
Yeah, that's what is that? Who's on that? Is that Life in Cycles?
Pretty
sure that is.
Yeah. I know.
Isn't that Peoria? Maybe. I don't know.
Sometimes, like remember the date
sometimes
that was...
Sometimes we just get in the van and drive and play wherever we end up.
Remember the show that was in Chicago, but it was technically considered, like, Crest Hill, which was, like, southern Chicago?
I'm just writing down what the Facebook event said, so maybe...
All right, well, the Facebook event
said...
Not
all those
record. Yeah. But I do know March 17th, you guys will be in Rolla, Missouri.
Yeah.
At Shops with my buddies Troy.
Everybody.
Yeah.
We're actually going to be there with them again on May 19th.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Troy is awesome, man. I love those guys.
Super nice guys.
Yeah. Great guys, and they throw down too, so it's going to be a party.
They do a cover of the Allman Brothers Whipping Post, and it's better than the original. That's my favorite thing. Well, their original music is awesome too, but like live. Guys, Cord's got a super powerful voice.
Yeah. Isn't Blake dating one of the members?
No, Blake would love to sleep with all four of us. Blake loves that band more than life itself. If it was like a Discrepancies or Troy show and they were like remotely close to each other, Blake would choose them over us, even though he like.
You can't really blame him.
Text first. I know, we're garbage.
Not at all.
I wouldn't listen to us.
I don't know why people buy tickets to the show, so I feel like they just feel bad at this point.
Shout out to Sour Patch Kids.
And there's something in those.
Yeah, you better be careful. There's TXC
in those.
Good
as hell, man.
I should know when we got the bag of candy.
Shane, I didn't know you liked to get
shout
wet.
Out to the shout out to the real MVPs.
PCP.
PCP Kids.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
No, you know what that's they should know. Shane, I didn't know you like to get wet. PCP.
Jeez Louise. You, we were talking about videos earlier, and you guys also just released a little while back, but that Rock the Show video.
Yeah.
So much fun, man. That's one of my favorites.
That was probably the most fun I've ever had.
It was filmed here.
Right in the backyard at 10 a.m. Neighbors loved it.
Neighbors loved it.
What's better than...
We had Jack moms. Acting mad, but everybody was really mad.
Yeah. scene, pocket full of flat rocks. How you get the club hot? The roof is on fire. Like the mic in the booth, it moves and swoops straight to the stage, and it hoops and loops and shoots out to the fans and the group. They roost the movie hoops, scooch, wicked joy, screws are loose. My dude, cuckoo. I ain't saying it all, but I pretend for y'all until I'm in a padded wall. Soon as they all thought that it was safe to rap, I come back on the attack like I'm hip hop Jaws.
Dun dun.
Your whole squad better run, son. Dub spit double the voltage of any stun gun. Old nuns could smoke buns whenever my tongue munched on by the back. I'm immaculately dropping hot dumb. Voltron, form, less than sword. Scorch a score when a scoreboard. Slashing the D to the D. Discrepancies forevermore. Bore every chord, every broken drum stick when the drums kick. You like that? Turn it up. Throw both of these speakers and have them burning up. Turn down for what? Learn from us. If you got two hands, it's your chance for a move.
We rock, we roll, we rock this show. Let's go. Hip hop and rock, we rock the spot. Nuts.
Attack this rap in a lip, big strap with a backpack, back to the written, straight to the top of the map and back in an instant. Yeah. This is rap intermission. Yeah. This is what rapping is missing. Quality entertainment, facts and opinions. I'm talking to myself, you just happen to miss. Destruction, disaster, the damage is deep. We duck all the dust as we dash the debris. Devastation in heaven, dispatch the police. Let them know that this man is dismantling their beats. Please pay attention, this is the scene. He wants to leave, she wants to see. She wants to meet, but he won't agree. He wants to flee, but she wants to keep.
Association sent us a nice letter.
Cease and desist. Just about a quarter mile that way, we burned down the road.
Oh, yeah. Shell. So after we filmed drums at 10 a.m., we filmed my friend's Chevelle doing burnouts down the street.
Neighbors love that one, too.
Neighbors love that one, too. Shout out to Rock Paper Podcast making the appearance in that video, too.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Needless to say, Steve will be moving soon.
Yep. Anybody to have a room or a couch, let me know. I don't
probably need a double couch for Steve. Yeah.
Did we do that? We did that.
That was more of a big in the mirror.
You did the ghost riding after all that noise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The ghost riding scene was the best one to film because Addison had to lay all the way back in the chair and try and steer. He's like, am I going straight?
I was worried I was going to hit somebody or something.
Good times.
Yeah, it was funny.
Shout out to the dent on the top of my grandpa's nose.
Dent. Antonio's ass. Trying to pull the bond on top of the car.
I think my favorite shot is the one where you're planking on the roof.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, I laughed. I messaged Antonio about it, but like the when he's doing that the hands thing, it reminded me of 8 Mile. And like, I'm gonna call you mama. We're gonna work it out. But that was great, man. That's so much fun. It was just cool to see you guys. You know, definitely having a sense of humor about it all and stuff. After you know some of the videos are a little more serious and things or some live shows and stuff, but it was just fun to see you guys just have a good time out there. Yeah. You know, so
that's what we were kind of going back and forth on what video to film next, and we're just like, we need to do something not so tense and serious.
I think the next couple that have come out will round out the rest of the album.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
It's difficult because, like, I feel like we all as people are just, like, super goofy and laid back.
Yeah.
And we did so many serious videos that, like, in sequence or consecutively that people get the feeling that we're only serious people, which is not how we are at all in person. So
right.
I feel like Rock the Show helps reincorporate that.
Sure. Content. Well, I mean, but some of the content on Awakening, though, like, it calls for
it is. So, I agree with that.
Couldn't do a goofy video for Prevail.
Sure.
Like
sure. Right. But I think
expect it to be taken seriously.
At the same time, though, like, the album is structured. the way it is with Rock the Show, kind of in that middle slash end area. You know what I mean? It goes from like really heavy to really goofy. Right. You know what I mean? So,
but yeah, man, it was fun, and it was just a good time. But yeah, Steve said there's a couple of Rock Paper Podcast shirts in there, and that was a lot of fun to see. And then like even at the show at Pops, man, I was like five of them in the crowd, like. Such a cool thing for me. Like, I mean,
that's awesome.
Like, I mean, I imagine you guys same way. See, when somebody's wearing a discrepancy shirt, like it's a proud moment, man. Like that, to know that anything in that closet they could have picked out and they decided to wear your shirt. Like, yeah. Cool moment. Yeah.
Suckers. Don't mind if this gets dirty. I'll wear this one.
God. But, yeah, man.
I had two of them as dish rags at home, just in case.
I use them to wipe up the extra oil when I change my car. Change the oil in the car.
Yeah, just stop it.
Hit it.
You guys said something about a documentary, maybe?
Hey!
I don't know, Antonio. I filmed
The Life of Steve. Documentary.
The Life of Steve.
It's actually a 4-hour documentary of Addison getting his hair ready.
The products he uses, days of the week, how long it takes to shower.
First thing you're going to do is you're going to get in the shower for 7.5 minutes. You're going to blow dry it 3 times, get back in the shower, get it wet again.
Then you're going to get out and you're going to text everybody that you're on the way.
Now that part's accurate.
I think you're going to start all over.
And as you're entering the shower, make sure to text wherever you're supposed to be that you're 10 minutes away.
So that way when you arrive 2 hours later, they kind of expected it.
This is the part where I get a ticket going to the music video.
Did you actually get a ticket?
One of the old ones, yes.
On the way to...
When we shot at Tom Goldman.
Yeah.
Prevent. We shot Prevent.
Oh, did you get a speeding ticket?
Yeah, a speeding ticket that time.
Nice.
Oops.
Well earned.
Well earned. But yeah, we got a documentary. Yeah. Dropping. Gonna be dope.
What's it about? Talk about it.
Also by Freddie D.
Yep. About our journey to Point Fest. It's gonna be sick. So it's... Wow, dang. We've been sitting on it for a little minute. But we're gonna be releasing it really soon.
Do you?
Like, I don't know. It might be up now.
It's not up now.
It might be. I don't know.
And actually, I don't know.
It basically just shows,
It
shows it.
Real quick, for disclaimer, in this video, you might not see a lot of footage of me, like, moving stuff and helping out.
That's an accurate description.
It's inaccurate.
I'm pretty sure there's actually a point in the video where Freddie goes, I don't know, man. I think I saw Steve and Antonio both carry something. I said, that's bull. They know you're filming. That's what's happening. They know you're filming.
I think I messaged him. I was like, hey, man, why don't you have any footage of me moving anything?
He's like, I got nothing. I got no shots.
I recorded all day.
I got nothing. I watched all 14 hours. Didn't have a single clip. Also in the documentary is explained why Addison is so attractive.
Oh, that is true. Actually, we break it down to a scientific level.
All the secrets.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
There's a weird interview at the end where my hair is really greasy. Remember that too?
Yeah. We're all sunburned from walking around. That is true. Before.
That is true.
It's gonna be. It's dope. It's in it. I just watched it the other day just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, Zach Aller from Broken Youth is in it.
Yeah, it still cracks me up.
About 3 seconds.
Shane, you're in there.
Shane,
you are in there.
Nice.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
I forgot about a lot.
I think there's a.
Let me go back and rewatch that.
I love Jack putting on chapstick.
Yeah. Hence the shirt that Steve wore on this Saturday, 2 Saturdays ago.
Yeah. Did Jack enjoy the shirt?
You know what? It didn't get the greatest reaction out of Jack, but it got the reaction out of everybody else here.
He didn't think it was funny?
He's like, oh, that's good. I'm like, really? This is $40?
Oh, man.
He brought the. We wore that shirt at Addison. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, that's what he said. He's like, I already did that. Shut up, Jack. You've already done a lot of things. You're like 90 years old. No, I don't feel bad because if you listen to the Rock Paper Podcast, them, they shit on us for 30 minutes.
I think it was praise for the other 30 minutes. Oh, so it like kind of evens it
there
out.
There was a line in there. It's like, I could throw their CD farther than that band's going or something.
Oh. You know what? That's, you know that's what? Just
it's
a great burn.
It's just accurate.
That's just a great burn. I'm not even mad. That's great. That's well said.
I'm just glad he didn't throw out his hip when he jumped out of the crowd.
I'm gonna jump out there. Oh,
nope, I'm falling.
He thought he was crowd surfing, but it's really his life alert going off every time he gets out of the ambulance.
Rook Royal brought to you by Life Alert and Cialis.
That was a fun hang, though, man.
It was.
I had a good time.
Somebody was in Cornbread Barker.
Cornbread Barker.
He does look like Travis Barker.
Yeah, he's killing it, man.
He was.
He looked like a little kid up there. He was so happy.
Yeah, he always looks like that.
It's been too long.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's not the last show they do.
I don't think so. I'm sure they'll be back soon.
Thank
you. You guys put your picture up here online. We got some fan questions.
Oh, God.
Gross.
gross because they're about Steve's gross ass.
Let's see.
Hey, let's have it. I'm going to go on a quick tangent here. Steve made us eat these jelly beans.
Oh, yeah. That's
when we were on the road.
Shit. On Facebook Live, right?
It was.
Yeah, this bitch ass got toothpaste.
Canned dog food in the whole van. Our van is a rolling motel. The whole thing smelled like dog food.
You know what? I'd rather smell like dog food than the dead fish you and I both got.
I either got barf for dead fish.
I got dead fish. It was so putrid.
Yeah,
and then, but the thing that makes it worse is after all that's done, right? We're all just trying to get like our senses back to normal, trying not to throw up. Steve keeps farting in the van and just doming it out.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
Terrible.
Then you come tell us let's go to Taco Bell. Hell no, I ain't going to Taco Bell.
I need that beefy boy, son.
I'm about to throw you out the door.
There's a picture on Facebook. It was like, who would win in a fight? The gastrointestinal system or one beefy boy?
Sorry, guys. I'm all gassed up from this jelly bean. My dog food jelly bean.
Are you fucking serious?
It smells exactly like dead fish.
Yeah. Now Steve's got the bottom. So we built bunks in the van. And now Steve's on the bottom bunk. And we're going to close his bunk in. So that when he farts, it just sits in there with him. So he thinks it's funny. But we don't smell it until he's like dying.
What is that? On a Family Guy?
Yeah, he starts throwing out.
We're like trying to be a smartass. So he closes himself in a soundproof booth and farts and passes out.
He like throws up. Oh, I'm sorry about the tangent.
Yeah, let's do the
so questions. We got questions? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hit them all. Let's hit them all.
My buddy, Chris Bouillon, and superfan,
hey.
He writes in, when you won the battle for Point Fest, did you ever imagine the crowd that you had, the amount of people that actually watched your set, and the crowd response that you received?
No.
Not at all.
No. We actually kind of talk about that in that documentary, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, as sad as it was that Korn dropped off that show and we all really wanted to see them and play with them, it ended up working out for us extremely well because we got moved to a way better time slot where nobody else was playing during that time.
It was a perfect storm for us.
For sure, man.
It was. It helped us tremendously.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That was another just crazy day.
That was crazy. I still have people come up to me randomly and be like, I saw you at Point Fest.
I don't remember.
This last show,
I had so much adrenaline. I
was really nervous. I was more focused on like if people were actually going to enjoy what we were doing.
Right.
You know,
it went by really...
There was like...
Yeah.
They're like super hype while we were just doing soundtrack. Addison's like, and they're like screaming it back. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Then I remember like looking up like 10 seconds into the first time, like, everyone's just staring at us. Yeah. This is awkward. And then I like went back around that halfway through, so I look up and like people are like fighting each other in the mosh pit. I'm like, ah, well, there we go.
There we go. It works. Works up.
Yeah, man.
Due time.
Blake Boyster writes in, favorite overall band snack to eat on the road?
Corn nuts.
Skittles.
Everybody's going to be different. Mine's always corn nuts. I get it. And he'll know. But ever soon as we leave here, we get to 7-Eleven on the way out. I get either two packs of corn nuts.
Either gummy lifesavers or Skittles.
I really like orange juice and beef jerky.
That's such a terrible combination.
That sounds disgusting.
And that's why we have gas. Shit
that's so bad. What's yours?
I don't know.
Sour Patch Kids?
I always get something different. No, I haven't had these in a long time.
Addison always has a banana.
Yeah, that's true.
I do. Yeah. That has to be it, though. Yeah, I always have bananas.
He's like,
banana?
The first trip out. Addison eats a banana and then realizes there's no windows in the van. He's like, what do I do with this peel?
One of the first trips we ever did, like, in a minivan, didn't you just bring, like, 12 bananas? Oh, it's all you need. You're just like, banana?
Oh, right. Just so randomly. It'd be silent for an hour. You're just like, banana?
Okay, that takes it. Yep.
Don't worry about it. Feed it to me, cutie.
Oh, God.
Got plenty of potassium.
That's true.
Gary.
Oh, Jesus.
Gary Johnston writes in, and he was on a roll.
Oh, man.
Said, will ATG ever admit that I'm his real father, and because of that, he's a quarter Chinese?
I'm going to need a big wheel.
And some Chinese food.
And hella beef and broccoli.
Hella beef and broccoli. That governor's shrimp, son. Yeah. Gary's awesome. Gary has the most spot on Cat Williams impression.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he doesn't look like he would, but he does.
Gary did a trip with us.
We meet.
Last time I played a wrestler. Doesn't look like
he would. Which means.
He also writes, will Addy ever model in Playgirl wearing his own custom line of flannel for young Canadian male?
That's an oddly specific question.
Right. And you know what? Yeah. You never know.
If the door opens, I'm going to walk through it. You know, if that ever happens, I'm blowing up the biggest like picture I can find and putting it in the ceiling of the van.
Oh, yeah.
Down.
Wow.
Did Fats ever buy a belt, settle on a snare, and realize it's not the previous snares, but his dainty wrist? And when is he going to openly admit to the world how he feels about Jack?
Hey. One, I hate Jack. Two, I never didn't have a belt. Just because you have Snapchat doesn't mean you don't own a belt. Three.
That's a big
one. Okay. All right, I'll give you one. Three. I will never settle on a snare.
Hey, remember when you owned Joey Jordison's snare?
It not Joey Jordison's snare. I did own Joey Jordison's signature snare a long time ago.
Do you remember when he had Joey? You remember that, right?
I remember.
See, that's what I'm
saying. I remember he had Diddy snare.
Yeah, you had Diddy snare.
That was the coolest one.
Yeah, man. Yeah, P. Diddy
snare. Yeah, P. Diddy snare, Bruno Mars' snare, and you had Joey Jordison's snare.
Remember when you had Mike Shinoda's bass?
He doesn't play bass, so.
Shut up.
All right, well, we're not bringing Steve to trivia tonight.
Ah, Kelly Clarkson.
What product does Garrett use in his hair? With all the advancements in genetic cloning, will he ever fire everyone else in the band and go on tour with his experiments from his lab? Number one, or number two, number three, number three and a half.
I can totally see Gary doing that. You guys, I figured out a way I can clone myself so I don't need to deal with you guys. You're all fine.
That would just be terrible, though, because then it would be just for me arguing with it.
It'd just be an argument.
We don't even have supporting facts.
One of your clones would
figure out. Well, I got six articles that say this. Well, I got nine articles that say that.
Touche.
Tresemme is what I use. If you go to Sam's, it comes with a double pack, and it's both coconut scented. It's got a black shampoo bottle and a white conditioner, and I don't use anything else ever. And then other than that,
just jizz.
Just jizz.
Taking notes from Ben Stiller and jizz.
Maybe it's jizz. God. Easy, breezy, beautiful covered jizz.
It's crazy beautiful.
We're 12 years old. Just sat around his table, ate a shit ton of Sour Patch Kids.
Now we're talking about jizz.
You know, they're talking about getting sugar highs, but I feel like it's a little bit different than what I remember it.
Dustin Hook writes in, what's the discrepancy?
Steve.
Accurate.
But if all four of us lined up in a line, which one would you pick out as a discrepancy? Which one of these doesn't fit? That's what we should really do. We should get a picture in a line. Which one of these doesn't fit?
In any normal sized vehicle. In any normal sized vehicle. I don't know.
Yeah. What else we got on here? I think that's about it. Some of them aren't quite appropriate.
Oh, ask those. Those are the best ones.
Those are the best.
Yeah, Jameson writes in, ask Steve about the time he posted on Facebook looking to borrow a gun for the night.
Tell us about that, Steve.
It didn't happen.
Wait, what? I don't even know if I want to.
Steve, why'd you ask to borrow a gun?
I was trying to purchase one, okay? I was not trying to borrow one.
One night? You can take it back the next day?
You don't purchase one and return it.
I won't need this anymore.
You got the job done. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You just need this registered in your name.
I don't need this. We can direct all future questions to fuck Aaron Wood at Hillbreakers.com.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one. Yeah, man. Well, I think that's everything, guys.
Hey. That's everything. Oh, hey, quick shout out to Tony Patrico for playing our music at the Blues game.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
and for hearing that song with us.
Yeah,
and for rolling with us.
And doing his best Fred Durst, man.
That crowd went crazy when he did that.
Tony went into it just full speed ahead. It was awesome. I watched the video back, and she's like, now you know I'll be loving this shit. Just like screaming. As soon as he started yelling, the crowd just went nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was dope.
I'm sure it was like always in the back of his mind, like wanting to be on stage doing rolling.
He loves Limp Bizkit.
He's like a huge Limp Bizkit fan, which is why me and him should get along. So, he has great taste in music, obviously.
Pachico's also like, he's just a super down to earth dude. Yeah, like, when I worked there, he was like one of the nicest people.
I ran into him around Christmas, dressed as Santa Claus down at Oyster Bar, and it was fun to get to hang with him for a minute. And let's talk. Maybe one of these days it'll work out, and he'll come on the show and tell me some stories.
Yeah,
some radio stories and stuff.
I'm sure he's got tons of them.
Oh yeah. But yeah, shout out to Patrico, man. He does the music over there.
Movies. So yeah, we've gotten two different videos now. One of them was on Channel 5 of us or of our song playing. So that was pretty rad. We're really excited. I'm not gonna lie, it's something that I honestly never thought was gonna happen. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
really cool.
It's really sweet, man. Especially because I feel like they play a lot of like theme songs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like bands write theme songs for that kind of stuff, and for them to play like an original.
I feel like a band's done that. They wrote a song for the Blues, didn't they?
A few bands have done that, though, for real.
Some band did.
Some
that.
Band.
Yeah, they're probably old.
That it is cool. A lot of my friends lately have been playing over there, at the arena and stuff, and like whether in like in between periods or like somewhere. But anyway, like, it's just really cool to see that they've been doing a lot to support local music over there.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, they've been, the Blues have been stepping it up for for their community, you know, stuff there. So
yeah,
yeah, really cool. But yeah, man, getting to play Rock the Show across the speakers there and all that.
It's yeah, it's awesome.
Pretty neat.
That was awesome. It is.
It's really exciting. We did not even know it was going to happen either.
No, I had no
idea. We were sitting here at practice last Tuesday.
Yeah.
And somebody sent us a video. We were like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. Well, you can purchase a copy of Rock the Show on the brand new re-release of Awakening, now available at discrepanciesmusic.com. And like I said, pre-order the shirts. You can get the record on vinyl. You can CD, whatever you want.
Yep.
It's all there. So head on over there and do that.
Yeah, please.
But yeah, thank you guys for doing this again. It's always a good time getting to hang out.
And,
but yeah, keep an eye out. A lot of fun things are in the works. A lot of, you know, like I said, new music, new videos, documentary. We've got all kinds of fun stuff happening. So
heck yeah.
And Antonio's releasing a solo project Friday.
It might already be online.
Yeah,
you don't know. Guy. We don't know.
Funny, funny guy.
So as he puts it up, I'm going to torrent it, and I'm going to put it everywhere online.
It's streaming at ATGAintShit.com.
That's a field of ain't shit.
Oh man. My YouTube page.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we decided that Steve, I'm sorry, I know you're trying to wrap it up, but Steve's going to start his own YouTube channel where he just goes around and interviews the most popular people he can and just ask them how they feel to be ain't shit.
See how well that goes for you.
Yeah, man. Hey, how's it feel to be ain't shit? Bop.
Snoring.
Sigh.
Anderson, you alright over there?
You got cotton mouth from all that Sour Patch Kids.
Anderson's higher than giraffe.
All right. Well, come out to Shots in Rolla, Missouri. See these guys.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Rocking the stage March 17th.
Yep.
And coming to a city near you.
On our website, we got the calendar too. So if you're looking for any show,
Shots, everybody.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Woo. Bye, everybody. Before and after the altercation, you know you might get carried away.
Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zach building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff along the throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.